Welcome to an Urban Legends episode of Near Death Dolls. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Paige.
And we're your hosties with the mosties.
While talking about ghosties.
And other creepy local shit.
Boo, bitch. Boo. Lisa will be covering a creepy urban legend from Iowa today.
That's right. So before we took our little hiatus sabbatical siesta, we were doing urban legends. I think we kind of like slowed down on the urban legends, but when we decided to come back, we were like, you know, we got a couple left to do and then we'll move on from there. But yeah, so Iowa is one we haven't done yet.
Nope. And then we've got a bit like a handful of ones we haven't done yet. So we'll finish those out.
Yeah, like five or six left, really.
Not many. We might as well do them.
Yeah. So, okay, so I picked Iowa. And as you know, I like to start with fun facts about whatever state I'm covering. And I'm going to need whoever is listening from Iowa to send me some fun facts. Because I got to say, I could not find a lot that were just like totally out there. A lot of them were like kind of just interesting facts, but not like kooky crazy facts. And I want some kooky crazy, please.
You've had some good kooky crazy facts in your past Urban Legends episodes. Mm-hmm. Like something about Dunkin' Donuts and one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know why I'm blanking. I have my fun facts right here. So, okay. So in Iowa, hogs outnumber people 7 to 1.
Seven to one. Not just like 2 to 1. No. Fucking 7 to 1 hogs.
For every one person, there is 7 hogs.
Wow.
Plenty of pork product.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's where it comes from.
So the town of Britt is home to the National Hobo Convention, as well as the Hobo Museum, which is the only museum that dedicates itself to the hobo way of life. The convention includes a parade, entertainment, arts and crafts, and historical information about the hobo way of life.
Holy shit, dude. You said these are fun. You said they're fun, but interesting.
They're fun,
but
yeah.
What is that? That sounds crazy.
Yeah. Hobos.
The Hobo Museum. Hobo Convention. So they all show up.
So the town next to me that I like to go into, the small town, is it's called Baraboo. And it's adorable. And it's like the home of the like Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus. So they have a circus museum.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's have really you been?
Cool. I have not. I've driven by several times, but I've never been in a position that I could actually go. So maybe one weekend
when I'm later. Visiting, we'll go.
Absolutely.
That sounds great.
Totally. So another fun fact, according to Iowa law, one-armed piano players must perform for free.
Must perform for free. Shit. Poor guys and girls.
I'm like, I think I'd pay extra to watch a one-armed person play piano because, I mean, that's a talent. I mean, two hands, sure, you got two hands. If a one-handed person can do it, I will tip heavily.
Yes, yes. Even if they don't do as good, I'm going to be like, good for you.
Good for you.
You tried.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Found something you love doing and you didn't let anything stop you.
Yeah. Like that one-handed baseball player who would catch and then quickly put it, like catch it in one hand, put it like under his arm and throw it all in one quick motion, faster than the people with two hands because he just wanted it so bad.
Damn. Yeah, you got to work for what you want, right?
That's right.
That's right. In Marshalltown, horses are forbidden to eat fire hydrants.
Eat. I didn't know that it was a possible thing to do.
It must have happened at least once because that's a law.
Yeah, exactly. Some guy's like, sorry, my horse ate the fire hydrant. There's no law against it, so.
And they're like, well, there should be, sir.
There will be now.
That was our one fire hydrant, and it's gone. Your horse ate it.
poor horse chewing on concrete or whatever.
Whatever. I'm guessing whatever it might have been an, I was about to say, it had to have been like an old-timey fire hydrant. There's no way a horse is going to go to town on some metal.
No. Yeah, maybe it was like wood or something.
Maybe. I don't know how that... who knows, Paige?
I don't know, man. But that's a funny law.
That's a funny law. And then here's my... the last favorite law, fun fact. Mm-hmm. In the town of Mount Vernon, you must obtain a permit from the city council to be able to throw bricks onto the highway.
If you're a vandal, you can apply legally vandalize.
Yes, you can.
Why?
Throwing bricks
onto
a highway.
Who's that sitting there? Yeah. Who's sitting there being like, you know what I want to do today? Throw some bricks on the highway. Let me make it legal.
Dude, you can't unless you get a permit. We're going to get a permit. You go down to the city council and they're like, all right, Wazowski, you can throw bricks. Stamp approve.
But just today.
Just
tomorrow
today.
The permit expires, so you better make use of it. I hope you have enough bricks in your car.
Do they provide, like, what if they only, you can only get bricks that are, like, approved by city council?
They've got, like, a logo on them. They're sponsored by the local Ace Hardware or whatever.
Dude, I spend way too much time at our local Ace. Actually, there's three Aces that are, like, around us, and we go to all of them.
What do you buy?
We have an older house that we just bought, so there's lots of things that we buy. Lots
like
of things.
Nails? I don't even... And a hammer?
We're set on those, I promise you. We've bought paint, we've bought outdoor timers, we've bought cameras, we've bought tire pressure gauges. You can find something to buy. At Ace.
Definitely. I used to walk around Ace by my work, but... Mm-hmm.
Did your Ace have, like fun stuff?
A little bit. I liked looking, because I was on break from work, so you're going to find something to do. Mm-hmm. And I would look at the keys, all the different fun keys you can do. Fun life that I lived.
Well, the one back in Houston that we used to go to all the time, kind of like going there because they had a specific kind of, like, lump coal for the... grill, but ours used to have fudge, like fresh fudge made on site.
What?
And they had like a ladies section that you could get like housewares, like cutesy things and candles. So he'd be looking at that stuff, like grilling stuff. I'd be sniffing candles and fudge.
Yeah. And hopefully eating some fudge. I hope you guys at least tried it.
I can't remember if we, I think we did get one little thing of fudge before, but yeah.
Just to try. Just to try.
Little samples.
Like. Ace fudge.
Yeah. Ace fudge. Yeah. So the one near us, there's three near us. Two of them are just like straight hardware, gardening, outdoor, like stuff like that. But one of them that I like going to has a section that has like the kind of the ladies' home goods stuff. And then they also have like fabric and yarn. So I've been getting into crocheting, as you know.
Yes.
So, and they have like yarn. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have to go like an hour away to get yarn anymore.
That's awesome. And it's winter, so you need to be crocheting and knitting.
I need socks and hats and gloves.
Yeah. Make a blanket for Boo.
That's right. So, Paigey Poo, my darling.
Yes, Lisa Lee.
Would you like to hear an urban legend from Iowa?
Abso-frickin-lutely. I'm ready.
Oh, they said I'm wet. Oh, you are ready?
I'm ready.
I'm wet and ready. Slide in.
Gonna need a permit for that, though.
You're gonna need a permit
in Iowa.
In Iowa, apparently. Okie dokie. So, this is called the Ghost of George in Clarion, Iowa.
Ghost of George.
Yes, George. So there were several Iowa urban legends, mostly with like angel statues that like weep and stuff. There was like several statues that were like haunted, apparently.
Wow.
And cemeteries, and those were cool, but this one I really like really resonated with me because it feels like the synopsis of a horror movie.
That sounds awesome already. Ghost of George.
Okay. It's not very long, but here we go. So there's an abandoned house in Clarion, Iowa. I think I'm saying that right. Clarion. Clarion. So local teens started challenging each other to go inside and see what they could find in this old house. While there were some like ragged old furniture and broken down fixtures, they noticed a lot of photographs throughout the house, like just scattered on the floor. And there was a boy, and I don't have his name, but I'm just going to call him the teen boy. One teen boy decided to take a picture home with him. Like, he just found a picture on the floor, and it's like, I'm going to take this home with me. Like, why the hell not?
Bad idea. Bad idea, I'll tell you that.
He already knows.
This is a horror movie.
This is a horror movie, right? I told you. It really does read just like a horror movie. So in the photo, there's a picture of a little boy and a little girl standing next to each other, looking kind of forlorn. That night, the boy was looking at the photo as he was falling asleep, and he laid the photo down like on his chest and kind of like just passed out. The next morning, the photo was gone.
Like he had like maybe ripped it off, like he just like turned it over and it fell on the floor.
Narp. He looked in his bed, he looked on the floor, he looked everywhere in his room, could not find it. So after school, he and his friends went back to the house again. Inside, right where he originally found the photo, was the original photo.
It went back. It went back home.
It went back home. He picked it back up and noticed there was something of like a dark shadow looming behind the children in the picture.
And that was something he hadn't seen yet.
Yeah, this is new. This little shadow behind the children, new.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
He picked it. Sorry. The boy decided to leave the photo in the house. He's like, I'm not taking this with me. Like, it stays there. So that night, he dreamed of the children in the photo and the shadowy figure.
Oh, no. Is it George?
So every night from then on, this figure would haunt his dreams. Every night, the shadow would morph into the image of a man, horrifying and evil.
Oh, no. No. Shouldn't have brought that fucking photo home.
In his dream, the children from the photo would tell the teen, run. Run from George. Don't let him touch you.
In the dream.
In the dream.
Oh, my God. Don't, run from George. Yep.
Run. Don't let him touch
you. He's not allowed to touch. He doesn't have a permit for that.
He does not have a permit or permission. No. So, So in his dreams, the teen would try and run away from George, but it felt like each night George was getting closer and closer to him. The teen would wake up and be so exhausted from running in his dream that it started affecting his schoolwork and his home life.
I bet. Yeah, they say that. And I've noticed it too. I'm sure you have. If, when you have a vivid dream and you can remember all these details from it, you're exhausted in
you're
the
tired.
Morning.
You're tired. You feel like you've got no rest. No rest.
You've been working all night.
Mm-hmm. So he told a few of his friends, but they kind of didn't believe him. And one night in his dream, the ghost of George grabbed the teen. And the teen woke up choking and terrified.
Oh, no. I would believe you, Lisa, if you told me that there was a George in your dreams. I'd be like, girl, you need to get a dream exorcist Inception style.
Well, the good thing is I think we would believe each other.
True.
And also, yes. We'd be smart enough not to go into haunted houses and pick up photos and fall asleep with them.
Just taking them home, yeah. Mm-mm. No.
So the next day, the teen went back to the haunted house instead of going to school. But no one ever saw him again after that.
Oh my God. No.
A few years later, one of the teen's friends, who's more of an adult now, decided to venture into the house. While looking around, he found the same photo that the teen had, the one that he had brought home and then had gone back. And in it was the boy and the girl, but instead of the shadow, it was his friend in the picture, his soul forever trapped by the ghost of George.
No, he's stuck in a picture now.
Does this remind you of anything?
Witches.
Yes.
Remember witches? Is that what you were thinking too?
Yes. Oh. Where the little girl got her soul captured by the witch and goes into the painting and she ages in the painting until one time, like, yeah. She's not there anymore.
She's just not there anymore. Oh, that was so sad.
Wasn't that like the most saddest thing ever to be like watching as a child?
That movie is pretty intense for kids.
That was pretty. It is.
Yes.
Love it though.
I love it too. I mean, you know, even as a kid, I loved it. So kids are more resilient, I think.
That's true. Like, I don't think it really scared me that much as a kid, but enough.
No.
You know.
But enough. Especially hearing something like this, it's like, no, it actually happens. Mm-hmm. But where's George now? So the big hulking figure wasn't in the picture anymore.
Mm-mm.
Maybe George replaced this teen boy and he's walking around, fucking around. I don't know.
He's just fucking around.
Just fucking
damn
around.
It, George. Just fucking around.
Fuck around and find out, George.
Shit, apparently. But yeah, so I wonder what happened to the photo.
Yes. And the boy.
Actually, I did see somewhere that this house had been demolished, so it must be gone. Everything must be gone. Everything must go. 50% off.
You got to go to the dump to find it now. The city dump. City and dig dump. Through. Yeah.
I bet it's been just like eaten away at or destroyed, so there you go. I don't even think you can visit this house anymore. You can visit the site of it. I feel like someone in one of the forums was like, yeah, you can still go, and like even just the land is haunted.
I'm not surprised this fucking kid with this picture and it's George getting him in his dreams. We don't even know who George is or why he's there, what he's doing with these kids. Ugh.
I wonder if the kids got trapped in the photo by George.
Similarly.
Yep.
George, what you doing over there in Iowa?
Hopefully he can't cross state lines, so we should all be all right unless we're in Iowa. Which I did drive through Iowa. I did drive through Iowa when I was, where were we going? We moved to Wisconsin and we were driving back to Texas and we cut through like the corner of Iowa. And it's gorgeous. The area that we went through was beautiful. Damn.
Very green? Pretty. Like lots of trees?
There was a lot of trees. There was just cool like rock structures, like hills and stuff like that. From where we were, so it just is better than flat Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so George has a pretty home state.
He does. Good for him.
Good for you, George. Stop fucking around.
Well, that concludes our urban legend for this week. I know we used to do two per episode, but I think we're taking a little bit more easy. We're going to just do one per episode. So
easy on us, easy on you. Quick listening.
Absolutely. So thanks again for listening, darling dolls. You can follow us on our social medias. We have Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast. You can tweet us on Twitter. I don't think we're doing Twitter anymore. Maybe don't worry about that one so much. Yeah. We have a Tumblr at neardeathdolls.tumblr.com. And if you want to be part of our listener stories, which I think we're going to start back up doing soon.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, right? Send us an email to neardeathdolls@gmail.com.
Yeah, like what if someone listening has gone to that house before it got demolished and saw the pictures?
I know.
That would be awesome. Now, never mind.
I know.
Looks like kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to talk about our socials. Maybe you can talk about the tickety talks, maybe.
You know what? Yeah, follow us on TikTok. Search Near Death Dolls Podcast. Also, we have a Patreon if you're interested. Just go to patreon.com, search Near Death Dolls Podcast. We've got some really good shit on there. Like, we have Dolly Docs, where we watched a couple documentaries together and commented on every episode, like The Keepers and The Jinx.
Yes.
Good stuff. And then we also have Dolls After Dark, which is just us being dark and goofy.
We're super goofy. If you think, we've talked about holiday sex toys before that you can find on Etsy.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We just got to get loosey goosey and have a good time over there.
Yes. Yes, yep. It's true. We do. So, yeah, if you guys want to follow us on there, think we deserve a dollar or so, go on in. Give us a dollar. I'll mm-hmm. take it.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Slip it right down the front of page. She's weddy. She is weddy for your dollar.
Weddy. I'm always weddy.
I need a mop on aisle page.
I got a towel underneath me. It's okay.
Nice. Nice. Good times. All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this up. So we will see you next time.
Thanks, Lisa. I'll see you next time.
All right. Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye.
A special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.